This is Degauw's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garris. This is flyer number 747, entitled Masculists Attack FIP Women Who Want to Be Fluffies Again. Description. Lately, a small army of FIP women have made TikToks and YouTube shorts expressing their desire, often in tears, that they are burnt out being FIP careerists and want to be fluffies again. That is, having men pay for these women to be full-time in the kitchen in the fluffy role. Masculists, obviously, are murderously opposed to this idea and attack such women. This flyer provides very powerful masculist ammunition to men to assist them in verbally attacking such women. Now the flyer itself. Masculists attack FIP women who want to be fluffies again. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garris. Email profhugodegarris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegarris.wordpress.com. There's been a recent flood of TikToks and YouTube shorts of FIP women who burn out at work and want to become tradwives, that is, fluffies, again, having her man earn all the money so she can stay at home and not be stressed by having to work for a living. A fluffy is a highly pejorative masculist term for a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, destroying his life. Masculists have a hatred of fluffies, seeing them as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated by being totally ignored by masculisted men, by forcing these women, by total male neglect, to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely deaths by being manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected by men both socially and sexually. Masculists are abolitionists who see manslavery as slavery and hence something to be hated and a war issue. Masculists see manslavery as literally a thousand times worse than was Negro slavery in the US in the early 1800s, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US during the slave period, and there are several billion manslaves in the world today. Masculists are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe their genes off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them into slow, miserable, lonely deaths. The manosphere, in brackets, that is, men on the internet who talk about men's issues, about men's lib, close brackets, estimate that only about a quarter of women are true FIPs, that's financially independent persons, who have studied career competent majors at high school and college so that they are FIPs as adults, that is, financially responsible adults who do not expect to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of a man's life. Thus, FIPs are the opposite of fluffies. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on fluffies to get a career-competent education so that they end up with a college diploma in a career-competent trade or profession that pays well, so that she pulls her financial weight more or less equally with the man of her life, so that she is not a parasite of his money and labour. The core idea of masculism, of men's lib, is that it is a rebellion by men against being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life. Masculists argue that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, so that women today have a life expectancy of 85 years. Men gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education, so that women, even those who stay at home for some years to raise one or two very small children, still have a career window of half a century. So masochists are standing up, pointing the finger at women, telling them in thunderous moral terms, now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed, in the sense of being left alone to rot on the shelf by nearly all men utterly rejecting fluffies, forcing them to become fips, or to die slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths. Men have the power to force, in capital letters, women to fip up, since a fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, stupid, ignorant, man-slavable man who's prepared to work for her for decades of his life. But thanks to the manosphere, in brackets, that is, the MGTOWs, that's men going their own way, and the maskless, close brackets, the supply of such men is seriously drying up now, since, for example, in the US today, two-thirds of young men refuse to marry and have kids, since they have been taught by the manosphere how toxic the divorce courts are that were taken over by the feminists in the 70s, who look upon divorcing fathers as cash machines to pay for a woman to stay at home with her kids, taking possession of his house so that she can raise them in it, taking half his wealth and stuff, forcing him to make payments to his kids, whom he is barely allowed to see, maybe two weekends a month. And if his ex-wife is a real fluffy, he may be forced to pay her alimony until he dies, with no legal nor moral obligation on her to get off her fat, parasitic ass and fip up, so that she remains a parasite of him after the divorce, the way she was before the divorce. Masochists see man's slavery as the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, that is, man against woman or woman against man. The fact that one father in four gets butchered in this way, ruining his life, is the dominant, capital letters, gender political reality of our times, causing now two-thirds of young men in the US to refuse to marry, to reject paternity, since they now know of the toxicity of the divorce courts and refuse to be sucked into that trap. Women have been pouring into the workforce in a big way now for some decades. It's estimated that in the US now, in about 40% of couples, the woman earns more money than the man. In a truly FIP society, that is one in which nearly all women are FIPs, this percentage would be roughly 50%. The feminists moved into politics in a big way in the 70s, pushing for equal pay for equal work, for equal access to the professions, for the abortion right, for fault-free divorce, for control of the divorce courts, for the establishment of women's studies in the universities, etc. All these feminist political developments made it a lot easier for later generations of younger women to enter the workforce. Personally, when it became clear to me that millions of women were fipping up, I lost interest in masculinism and stopped being politically active in that movement for decades. I was convinced at the time that the fipping of women would solve men's man-slavery problem, since all women would be fips who would pull their financial weight equally with men, sharing the burden of earning the living equally with men, and not parasiting off men. It was only in 2015, on learning how badly men suffered still in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, by listening to Sandman, in brackets, the pseudonym of a prominent Canadian MGTOWer who protects himself from being doxxed by feminazis, close brackets, that I realised that I should get back to creating maskless theory and put it up on the internet to help educate men that not only is gender oppression a two-way street, but that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. Since women's three most horrible decades-lasting gender oppressions of men, brackets, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, close brackets, are a lot more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, brackets, namely rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. It became clear to me that the fipping of women, that is the creation of a fip society, in which both sexes are socialized by parents and educated by teachers to be fips, to be financially responsible adults, so that one sex does not parasite off the labor and money of the other sex, will go a long way in the liberation of men. Many of men's gender issues will be largely solved if men live in a fip society. Obviously, if all women are fips, then there'll be no more manslavery, since women will not be parasites of men. The divorce courts will be thoroughly reformed, since they will be based on the assumption that divorcing wives are fips. So don't take half of a man's wealth, stuff, and all of his house, alimony, and kids. In a fip society, it'd be a lot easier for men to force society to set up GECs, G-E-C's, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are treated equally, which is far from being the case today in today's gynocentric society in gender political terms. Most feminists haven't even heard the term masculist, so are totally ignorant of maskless claims and arguments, hence are deeply monoconscious by definition. That is, the only gender politics that they've heard of is feminist. So are deeply biased into the monoconscious feminist belief that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are oppressed and men are the oppressors. This is the end of part one.